Welcome to the Morning Show Studios today at WRCO. Great to have you along. We're on the air with members of the River Valley FFA and their advisor, Sherry Graffunder, Agriculture Education Advisor, in the studio with us, along with Chase Gilbertson, Clyde Samples, Jaden Gauger, and Peyton Miley. We'll meet them in just a little bit and talk about some exciting things. But first of all, Sherry, a happy National Agriculture Day.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We have a busy week planned out for all the events. So today, Clyde will talk about his Thank a Farmer program that various people from the community nominated farmers for. So that's awesome. We have CDE competitions last week and this week. So Jaden will talk about his bid for state there. And Chase just competed yesterday online virtually with his teammates. So I don't want to steal too much of their thunder, but we've had a couple busy weeks here and spring break for us next week. So these kids are ready to roll. So great to be here to celebrate National Ag Day and thank our people who sponsor us in many of our events that we do throughout the year.
What were some of the things you did during FFA week a few weeks ago?
So during FFA week, we were able to do random acts of kindness by pulling out Black Hawk cards every day. So we awarded four different people $15 worth of meals to places in our local community. And then the students ran an assembly a week later to bring it into a winter assembly. So we recognize students from Mock Trial, Art Club, Skills USA, the powerlifting team. And then we also, you know, wished our girls and boys basketball games well off. And then we gave a standing ovation out to our people who were competing for wrestling for regionals at that point.
So. Okay.
And then other things that we did is find the emblem. So we hid a cloth emblem and we give clues. So students had a chance to win a $20 gift card. And then we have paper emblems when we just want to give out sweet treats. And then we also awarded students for their dress-up day attire.
What were some of the dress-up days?
So some of the dress-up days was dress like your favorite animal, dress like a producer, school spirit, blue and gold day. Those were some of our popular ones.
Okay. And so that went by the wayside. It seems like only yesterday we were talking about the fair. We were talking with you at the school fair. And here we are in March. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yes. Time has flown really fast. It feels like it's only been 3 or 4 days since we last seen each other. But lots of activities have been in between.
So we talked to the members that are in the studio with us today. I'm just amazed at all the avenues that you can go in. It seems to me there are a lot more avenues that FFA provides than used to, right?
Yes, we have greatly diversified in our last 20 years. So when I first started, it was kind of that mantra, cows, sows, and plows. And now we are really working on expanding our viewpoint so people understand how many billions of people are invested in agriculture daily. And so kind of want to highlight that for National Ag Day and highlight the various careers that these students can go into and how they link to agriculture and just make that awareness out there and happen.
When years ago, it seemed like it was kind of a must, you know, because more people came from the farm, you know,
and
I think our dads would have disowned us if we weren't members of the FFA back
correct.
Then. Then I think it went through kind of maybe a little bit of a lull, but it's made a big comeback, hasn't it?
It has made a big comeback, and like being one of the state leaders, it's unique on how people ask me how I still have a lot of boys in the chapter, because a lot of girls are in a lot of chapters. But in this southwest corner, we tend to keep it pretty equal of boys and female members. And for me, we pretty consistently have the boys show up for school fair and our CDE contest. That tends to be their areas of interest, that hands-on stuff. And the girls tend to like the leadership opportunities as far as the conferences and that. But for River Valley, we're blessed. A lot of the students do both. You know, it's not just one thing or another. It's just that family situation that happens that we've created, and they want to join the family and travel around. And believe me, we have fun, and then there's our moments where we're down, but the team's there to pick us up, so it's awesome to have kids and adults like that to support us.
Indeed. Well, let's talk to some of the members here today.
Sure.
We'll start with the top dog here, Chase Gilbertson, who is the FFA president. Chase, welcome back to the studios here.
Good to be back.
Good to have you here. Does it seem like your senior year is going by quickly?
Yeah, it does. Like G said, you know, it feels like 2 days ago we were just talking to you the morning of school fair, and you know, time flies when you're having fun, I guess, right?
Here it goes. But you've been busy. So tell us about, she just kind of alluded a little bit to some competition you were in yesterday, but tell us about it.
Oh, yeah. So the CDEMN is Farm and Agribusiness Management. So, you know, anything you think of farming-wise or the business side of it. So, like balance sheets and income statements and stuff like that, and how much, you know, for per acre, like an operating, how much it is to operate, whatever. There's 50 questions on the individual test, and then there's 40 questions on a team test, so it took us like 2 hours, I think it was.
Okay, and do you know how you did?
No, we don't know yet.
Not
the,
yet.
It's virtual, so the teams can do it till the 20th, so then so then we'll know after that, after they grade them.
So you got your entry in, though.
Yeah.
How do you feel? Do you feel confident?
Oh, well, not as confident as past years. We'd practiced the last 2 years and went to state the last 2 years, but we didn't practice much this year, so I don't know how good we did.
Maybe you'll get there just on, you know, what your past knowledge.
Yeah.
It seems like stuff that's, you know, I don't want to say boring, but it's not the most exciting part of it, but is it something that excites you?
It's definitely not the most exciting thing, but, you know, it's definitely an important piece in the farming side of it, so it's kind of interesting.
This day and age, I think it's important to be up on those kind of things, isn't
it? Yeah, very, very important.
Right. What are some other things that you've been doing recently with the FFA chapter?
Last Wednesday, me and Connor Grant, Hunter Ault, Griffin Sprecher, Wyatt Nockreiner, and Thomas Friel all went to the Capitol and talked to Senator Howard Markline, Representative Todd Novak, and Representative Travis Tranel about our youth apprenticeships and kind of, you know, so they could learn more. There's a bill where they're going to add to the funding for youth apprenticeship students, so we kind of went and talked with them about that and, you know, the importance of having youth apprenticeship in schools and how much people can learn off of their youth apprenticeship.
That's big time getting to the Capitol, isn't it?
I guess so. I don't know how G picked me for it. But.
Mr. Martin, our CISA representative, chose half of the team, and then we added to that group to make sure that we had a good one. So you were chosen by Mr. Martin, but you knew you'd always be chosen by me as well. So that's how it went.
Mm-hmm. And it seemed to go well. They were, you know, impressed by what you had to say.
Yeah, it went well. We only actually talked to Todd Novak. The other two weren't in that day, so we talked to their like assistants or hired people that are in the office. But yeah, it went pretty well.
Good. And have you been doing? Have you been working off the school grounds then this year too?
Yeah, as well? I've been working for J&J Total Lawn Care in Spring Green, and then like in the fall during harvest to work for my dad on the farm as well.
Okay. Lawn care, are you getting into the busy season then, or?
Yeah, it's starting to pick up now.
Pick up a little bit.
It's pretty nice being able to be outside and be warm now.
I bet. I drove through Spring Green last night, and you're seeing some green coming up in the fields, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it won't be long, and it'll be in the fields getting ready to plant corn, soybeans, and you know, all the fun stuff.
Yep, get you going there. Pretty busy. So I know you're involved in other things. Has baseball practice started?
Monday. Monday. We've had open gyms and stuff, but Monday's the official day. Yeah, this coming Monday.
Okay.
It's the official day.
Looking forward to it?
Yeah. I think it's going to be a fun year.
Good.
Yeah.
The sad thing is that, you know, we always have good weather before the season starts, and now next week you'll be probably in a snowbank. But
yeah, probably. What? Somebody told me the other day that they're like, what is it, 8 inches on Saturday of snow?
Well, I've heard different things. Ours isn't saying that much, but you never know. But from the farming standpoint, you welcome the moisture, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. We thought it was going to be a very dry year, but we've gotten some rain now. Hopefully it's not too bad.
This will help. So you got, a couple of months to go as president?
Yep.
Are there some things that you want to accomplish or some goals that you've set here for the end of the year?
The only thing is we need to get our national chapter award done. We've kind of been slacking on that. She was razzing me on it on the way up here, but I think she said we only have 15 school days left to get it done.
Ooh, priorities. Sometimes you do your best work when your back's against the wall, though, right? Well, that's great. And then you're going to be passing the torch on to someone else.
Yep. I guess so.
A little bittersweet then, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Good. Well, it'll go well. Anything you wanted to add there, Ms. Groffunder?
So. Well, he's just come off a successful hockey season, so he could explain that as well, because he does a conglomerate situation. So, but yeah, very proud of this young man, watching him grow up from an quiet little eighth grader to who he is today. So we're blessed. So, but I'll let you embellish about your hockey career.
Yeah, I forgot to ask you about that. How did it go this year?
Well, our state tournament was this last weekend. We ended in fourth, not where we wanted to be, but it was a fun season. We had a lot of fun, won a lot of games.
What position did you play on the team?
Goalie.
You were goalie?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you take some shots?
Yeah. I've got a few bruises on my body.
More importantly, did you stop some shots, though?
Yeah. I got my 1,000th save this weekend at the state tournament. So.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You got to have pretty good reaction.
I'd like to say I've got pretty good hand-eye coordination.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So that better prepares you to play first base on the baseball team.
Yeah.
Some of those throws coming at you from the shortstop. Like that, so.
It's from his brother over there.
I was going to say. All over the place. All right. Well, congratulations on that. That's
awesome.
Thank you. Good. Well, let's move over to the other side of the room here. I believe we have next up Peyton Miley. How you doing, Peyton?
Good, Neil.
Good. Good to see you. You're back in the studio with us. You've been here before, I believe.
Yep, earlier this year, around fair time.
About fair time. Seems like only yesterday, doesn't it?
Yeah.
FFA Junior Advisor, describe what you do for the chapter.
So for the chapter, I work with younger kids, eighth graders, freshmen, trying to get them more involved with FFA, get them to know what's going on. So CDEs, just all the competitions that we have, the events that they can go to, let them know about that so that they can ask G or I to go to those events so they can see what it's all about.
You're kind of a recruiter then, in some ways, to get kids interested in it? Okay, good. You want to make it to be like the cool thing to do, don't you?
Yeah, because a lot of people, like, we were trying to find someone for our CDE team this year, and they didn't know what it was about, and they just know FFA farming. They didn't want to do it. They don't know what FFA really is, because it's not just farming anymore.
So tell us about the CDE team.
So my CDE team is agricultural sales, so we go in, and we take a test on it, and then we go into a room. We get three products. We can choose one of them, and we got to sell it to the person. So then you get graded on how well you talk to them, get to know them, sell how much you sell, and then there's a grade on the test that you get.
So what did you choose to sell?
So this year I'm doing seed corn.
Ah, okay. Pretty competitive thing. You got to know your stuff to be able to push it, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
So learn a little bit about that then. Mm-hmm. So that competition is coming up?
Or
it will be?
Yes and no.
Okay.
We didn't get in for the one on Thursday, but we're going to state. So.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's good. On April 11th, I believe.
Uh-huh. Where's the state competition at then?
Madison.
Okay. The college. Good deal. So why are you involved in FFA? Why did you first get involved? Do you remember?
I remember, well, my sister did FFA when she was in high school. I'm like, well, if I don't like it, I don't have to do it after 1 year. So I did it in eighth grade, and G got me to do that CDE, and I just loved it. So continue to go and do it.
Good. Ever since. Do you aspire to hold an office next year with the FFA?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe looking at vice president.
All right. So do you have to run for it? Do you have to?
Yeah, you got to do an application process, and then there's a committee that chooses the best fit for you.
Okay. Or
on the questions that you answered and how you answered.
Do you give a speech then?
No. Well, yeah, you do an interview, don't you?
Interview, yes, but not a speech.
Not a speech, yeah. Okay. So, and in terms of the rest of the school year then, are you involved in anything in the spring for spring sports?
I do golf this year. I'll be doing golf.
Awesome. Yeah, that's going to be a good thing. And I think hopefully we can be playing some golf here before too long, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, anything else in terms of the spring you're looking forward to or any goals for this year?
I mean, just apply for officer and get the position for next year. Otherwise, just help out as much as I can. I know some of the other kids got projects going on. Get ready for Veterans Day next year. We're going to try and do the same thing we did this year, go out and hand boxes out to veterans with little gifts in them.
Mm-hmm. And you've been doing some things to support the businesses that support you in the community too, haven't you?
Yep. We actually, Day on the Hill, we went in on February 17th and talked to some senators and representatives about what we do in our community and getting more funding for agriculture education and all that stuff.
That's a great thing. We did get a question from the listeners. River Valley hockey player, what team do you play for? Is there a co-op that you play for?
I play for the Dodgeville Ice Wolves, but like River Valley, up until this year, they co-opted the SOC for WIA.
Oh.
I play in Dodgeville on a club team.
Oh, there's a club team that you play for. Okay, well, that's good. Inquiring minds want to know. So.
Yeah.
Thanks to our listeners that put that in there as well. Do you do anything in terms of school to work or anything like that? Are you working? Do you have a job?
No, well, not through the school, no. Uh-huh. I'm just a sophomore, so we can't do that yet. So next year I could. I don't believe I will be doing that, though.
Okay. Very good. Well, let's move the microphone over to the other side there and talk to Clyde Samples. We got a microphone for you.
Yes.
Clyde, you're an FFA member. How long have you been involved?
So this is technically my first year doing FFA, and I'm excited to do it. It's fun.
Did somebody recruit you?
I guess G kind of recruited me. I ended up helping out with our Veterans Day boxes and found enjoyment through it, and I just started asking to do more stuff, and it's been working out.
What's involved, or what do you put in the veterans' boxes?
So we had Lucy Spawn do the veterans' boxes. We had honey, we had meat sticks, we had cheese, we had crackers, I think, too. Mm-hmm. So it was just kind of like a little box from different shops around Spring Green area.
So a thank you box. That's really a nice idea. And you did some things to for Thank a Farmer Day, too.
Yeah, so today is National Ag Day, and so for that, we're supporting our farmers that are locally around the area, and we're delivering over 40 lunches that come with a sandwich from Block 23 that was sponsored, and we have chips and sodas that are going out to them.
So do you go out and actually deliver?
Yeah, so currently we have Lucy and Trey are out and about right now in Spring Green. And then Jaden and Aaron are going out in the afternoon. Paige and Marisha are going out in the afternoon. And Drew and I are going to go out in the afternoon.
That's going to be a great thing. Is the reaction positive when you bring them their food?
Yeah, so it's a great reaction. I actually kind of piggybacked this off of the Veterans Day because the Veterans Day was amazing. We had people talk to us. There were smiles everywhere. We had great conversations. So I'm hoping we can get the same reaction from this.
That's awesome. Is that a fairly new idea, Sherry?
For us, the Veterans Day was done by Heston Amble years ago when 2020 happened. He did that as a Christmas thank you to the veterans. And then I mentioned it to the officer team. So Lucy Spahn took the veteran program and ran with that. And then I have Clyde for Independent Agriculture. So I said, Clyde, here's the day of National Agriculture Day. How about you do a Thank of the Farmer program? And so Clyde grabbed the bull by the horns, and this is what we're doing today. So he has had two awesome projects. Yesterday he did another one at the elementary level. So, you know, great independent class, great SAE project for Clyde to learn and grow from.
Sounds like he's going to get a pretty good grade.
Yes.
This year, right?
So, yes, I can't complain about this one.
So far, so good.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been great.
When you went out to the business community where you were all received, it sounds like you've got some great donations there.
Yeah, we've been donated so sandwiches from Block 23 so far, and we had to go get some chips and stuff, though, from Molters.
So filled it up pretty good.
Yes, they were filling them this morning. So
they're jam-packed.
Uh-huh. Awesome. So are you involved in any competition or anything like that?
Not FFA-related. No, I'm not in any competitions.
Uh-huh. What about a spring sport? Are you involved in
anything? Yeah, so I do baseball for spring sports with Chase.
Uh-huh. So how's the season going to be?
I think we're going to have a pretty good season. It seems like we have a bunch of freshmen this year, so far it's been smiles and a little bit of sweat.
Uh-huh. Well, hopefully it's a good season. Good weather season as well.
Oh, yeah. It's been getting up there in the digits.
Hopefully not like last year. Last year it was like 75, 80 degrees in March, and then we never got that warm till June.
Oh, yeah.
No, never.
After that. Well, good luck with your upcoming season as well.
Thank you.
You bet. And joining us next is we're going to bring on Jaden Gauger, who's also an FFA member. Jaden, welcome to the studios.
Nice to see you.
Good to have you. How long have you been involved in FFA?
I've been in FFA since I was an eighth grader.
And you're a junior?
Yep, I'm a junior now.
Okay. And tell us about some of the things that you've been involved in.
The Veterans Day thing, I helped deliver those. And then I've been in Wildlife CDE since I was an eighth grader.
Tell us about that.
So it's always been like a 50-question quiz and 50 identification. For some reason, this year it got cut down to the quiz got added one question, so it's 51 question quiz now and 21 IDs. But my team this year, we qualified for state at our, in our, was it last week?
Last week at Janesville's regional. So
yeah.
So what do you have to do in the competition?
So for the quiz, we gotta like know some rules, some regulations when seasons start, and then like bag limits on some fish and animals. And then for the ID, we have to identify fish, birds, mammals, traps, all that stuff. Yeah, it's pretty diverse, but it's pretty fun.
So that's kind of your thing. You like the outdoors then?
Yeah.
Do you think maybe you'll get a job someday in the great outdoors like that?
I'm probably going to end up working at a salvage yard. But yeah, if that doesn't work out, I'll do something with the outdoors.
You'll have a good hobby as well. Yeah. Sure. So I'm guessing, you know, from some of the things you're learning from FFA, you're going to take that out into the work world then.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So have you been doing some work outside of school then?
I do. I don't do a youth apprenticeship like Chase, but on, like, Saturdays I work at a salvage yard. And then, like, sometimes after school I'll go down there and do some stuff if I have time.
Well, it sounds like you're pretty busy with other things.
Yeah.
The school year, what are some other things you've been involved in at River Valley this year?
I was on the football team and on the baseball team, but I had knee surgery this summer, so I'm not able to participate, but I'm still there trying to help out as much as I can.
Still going to go.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, it seemed like your team was hard hit with injuries this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had, like five guys, I'd say, probably, that were out with injuries or more.
Mm-hmm. I think there was just five guys out with knee injuries this year. Knee injuries hit us really hard this year.
Uh-huh. For football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I noticed that for wrestling too. You had it wasn't a great year that way. No. So good. So on down the road then, looking back on your FFA days, are you gonna get involved like as an alumnus someday and help out and support like others have?
Hopefully. I haven't really thought about that a lot, but yeah, hopefully down the road I'll try to stay involved with FFA and help G out when she needs it.
Sure. You get a lot of support from the community, don't you, your past members?
Yes, currently there are graduates coming back to help with this year's school fair, so it's nice to see some of the young kids coming back and throwing their hat in the ring to help out with a lot of things. So yes, we're blessed. The River Valley community comes back and supports us through our various things. When we need coaches, they step up. When we need volunteers to work food stands, they are starting. So, yeah, the FFA alumni right now is working for our Memorial Weekend fundraiser for the school fair right now. So it's interesting to see. And then, obviously, preparations for the River Valley School Fair are underway already.
I was going to say, they probably started day after last year. So
we did, and then we had our real serious meeting 2 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago now already, and are starting to push forward on getting items ready, and then the junior class will be putting out their proposals shortly for homecoming themes, and then they'll vote on it so that we know, hopefully early April, the theme for 2025 homecoming.
That's really planning ahead.
Well, we get a push from the community. They want to know. So as soon as January hits, people start emailing asking us what the theme is. So, yeah, some people like to be planned ahead. And, you know, everybody has busy lives, so everybody wants to make sure they schedule things out. But our homecoming will be the last Friday in September again this year. So we are getting our countdown started shortly. But the students and I want to get the new officers in place from the committee's recommendations, and then we will start to talk school fair.
And then, your fundraiser is coming up there, but the fundraisers, you kind of have some during the year too, don't you?
Yes, so throughout the year we do what I call the winter sales, where we sell Reese poinsettias and cheese boxes, and the kids did a really successful year again. And then we just concluded our strawberry sale. And then tonight is a Culver's Share Night in honor of National Ag Day. And we're going to use the money for tonight to support the veterans program for next year and the farmers program for next year so that we have some reserves saved up for these events so the students know how big their budget is. And then Jaden is lead on the greenhouse, so we're opening that May 1st. So on weekdays, we'll be open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then on the first two Saturdays in May, we'll be open from 9 to noon.
Okay. How's the greenhouse shaping up, though? Is it going to be all right this year?
It's pretty full right now. And we're about ready today or coming up next week to start making baskets to make them so they look more presentable when people come in.
That's a big undertaking, isn't it?
Yeah. Because I hadn't worked in the greenhouse until this year. And now I'm the greenhouse manager. It's pretty fun, though.
That's awesome. So where do you get your plants from? Do you grow some of them from seedlings? Or?
So we have grown some of them from seedlings using the horticulture and crop and soil classes. And then we purchase them through a conglomerate with Potosi FFA. So when we look at it, all the FFAs in the area go in. And so there's like 10 schools that then we can get more variety of plants. We don't have to just buy 275 of one color. We can break it up and get maybe 50 of each color and then have more variety for our customers. Then the students learn about that better. And then this year, Hex Marketplace has offered Jaden and Lucy some time to go shopping with them and see how they can buy at different auctions and get that experience for future reference. So it's just a lot of companies are coming forth and offering us these learning opportunities. So that's what we're doing. We're trying to expose the kids to all different types of situations so that they are aware of what goes on in the industry.
And the money raised, again, goes back into the system then?
Yep, goes back into the system to start next year's plants. Like, we have to order those by October, so when Jaden sat down right after school fair, I don't think he knew the different colors of everything, but he's learned quickly on the go on all of that. So a wide variety of plants. When you're throwing a list of, 450 plants and you get to choose, it's all educational. It's baptism by fire. So
yeah.
He's done excellent.
Maybe you'll open a greenhouse someday too then, huh?
Yeah, I think if like when I build a house someday down the road, I might put a greenhouse in the backyard or something because it's pretty fun working in there. You learn a lot and it's pretty peaceful to be working with plants and all that.
Awesome. We'll take time out and come back with more in a moment. The members of the River Valley FFA in our studio today, along with their advisor, Sherry Graffunder. Welcome back to the Morning Show Studios on National Agriculture Day. We are here today with members of the River Valley FFA and their advisor, Sherry Graffunder. Things going along real well here. It seems like your students are well-versed.
Yes, we are really blessed at River Valley to be able to have diverse opportunities for these students to take advantage of. I'm not going to lie, there's times it gets a little hectic for the old lady, but getting these kids the experiences that they want is what we're here for. So having that support, we do want to thank the community because without them, we wouldn't be as successful as we are. And I think the students that have grown up in the program understand the value of giving back so that these students can have the opportunities that they possibly didn't have or more opportunities in what they participated in. So tomorrow we will celebrate a lot of achievements of a lot of agriculture students and more. So I'm excited to see one of the events have their luncheon. So I'll let Chase start with that.
Chase, are you in charge of the luncheon?
I wouldn't say in charge of it, but I've announced it to the kids and stuff. But tomorrow at Arthur's in Spring Green, we're gonna have a luncheon to take a chance to thank our employers for letting us have the opportunity to do our youth apprenticeship. So they get a meal out of it and a certificate. I think it'll be a good day.
Awesome. What time does that happen then
tomorrow? Noon to 1:30.
Okay. That's a great thing to just say thank you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They support you year-round.
Yeah.
About how many businesses are involved? Do you have any idea?
We have 43 youth apprenticeship students out and 38 businesses.
Okay. And they're ones that help you through the entire school year, aren't they?
Yes.
From fair time to...
These are like CNAs along with construction, HVAC, and let's see, businesses, so banks and that. So, yes, they are our community members that have usually offered students jobs and then given them a learning environment, assigning them a mentor. So things they learned in the classroom now can be applied to their business. And this gives the students an opportunity to see if that's what they want to do the rest of their lives, because we have a lot of students who sometimes are like, once they do a youth apprenticeship, they're like, yep, done, check, or other students are moved forward faster in their career options, and So it depends on the individual, and it's kind of the best thing that we can offer the students.
Chase, what about next year?
Pretty good question. time's crunching, but I'll, you know, like you said earlier, you know, you're better under pressure, so I'll figure it out.
Okay. Is there a dream job, though?
Obviously the farm one day, but I'm looking at maybe a Southwest Tech for an agribusiness or something, or other than that, I don't know. I'll find a, you know, find something. I'll find something.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. Your personality will take you a long way. Yeah. That's what I always say. We'll move over to the other side of the room here and talk about some of the other things going on here. And Peyton, I think you're kind of the one that's been put in charge to talk about the banquet.
Yeah, so our FFA annual FFA banquet for alumni and current members, we're hosting it May 4th from 5 to 7 at Grandma Mary's Cafe in Arena, Wisconsin. It'll be catered. We're going to talk about all the achievements we've done through this year. And then we announce the next year's officers, correct? Yeah. So we'll announce all officers next year.
That's big time then. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of people involved. So you have to get everything together there in terms. And it's students. Is it their parents too that come to this as well?
It's the current members and then alumni. So from people from 20 years ago, if they want to come and see what we've done this year, they can come and show up and have a good supper and watch what we've had done this year.
Do you have to pre-register for that?
Yes,
we will be.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you have a website where people can check that out?
So after spring break, we'll post it. So we wanted to get these kids to their end of their third quarter before we started adding more projects.
Oh, just about to the end of the third quarter. Then.
Yep.
Good. Good deal. Well, good luck with that. And you mentioned that it's catered in there, so it must be pretty good food. Good deal. Clyde, you have a share night tonight, I think, don't you?
Yeah, so tonight from 4 to 8, there's a share night at Spring Green, and I don't know, it's at Culver's in Spring Green. We're doing a share night. All the donations from that go to the River Valley FFA to do more projects like the Thank a Farmer.
All right. Good. So that's tonight. Hopefully people will be involved in that and take it in. Anything else that you want to add here today?
I just want to give a thank you to everybody who nominated farmers, because it really does mean a lot more than what it seems like to the people. Mm-hmm. Everyone gets a good smile on their face, I hope.
And you'll be going out today again?
We'll be going out today around and playing from, what is it, noon to 2?
So 10:30 to 2. So once we get back, a crew is going out and then until 2 o'clock today, so I expect them to be driving by and dropping off goodies.
All right. Again, maybe you could go over the sale dates for the upcoming, for the greenhouse, Jaden.
Yeah. The greenhouse sale starts on May 1st and it's through May 16th, and it's through every day through the school week, so Monday through Friday, it is 8 to 5, and it's only on Saturdays on the weekend, and it's 9 to noon on Saturdays.
And you work on that through a class?
Yes, there's three classes that are involved with the greenhouse. We have greenhouse management, and that's me and two other kids. And then there's a crop and soil class that goes the same hour. Chase is in that class. He does some work, but yeah. And then there's a horticulture class that works in the greenhouse too. So it's a big group effort, but it's turning out really nice. So you need everybody.
Yeah, you do. I'm guessing, you know, you've probably walked by hanging baskets and things like that in the past and not really given a thought. Now you're probably all about colors and what goes good with each thing, and what goes good in the shade, what goes in this, right? You're figuring that all out then.
Yeah, it's a lot different once you understand all the work that goes into those, and then you look at it and it's pretty different once you understand all the work, yeah.
You probably don't have any trouble selling all of the plants, do you?
No, not very much.
Right. I think because you've had some good success in the past. Sherry, anything you'd like to add today?
So, just want to make sure that people understand that we're appreciative of everything they do. School fair will be upon us shortly. Look forward to announcements. We will have animal identifications due by the end of June. So, 90 days before fair, you need to have your swine, beef, or sheep identified. If they are going into the market livestock sale. And right now we're working with kids getting qualified for showing at the three county fairs that we exhibit at for the River Valley School District. So upon us will be the Sauk County Fair in July, and then at the end of August, early September, will be the Iowa County and Richland County Fairs. So students are starting to purchase their projects and get going. It's been nice. Parent-teacher conferences were the other night, and had a couple members come in and talk about their projects that they're prepping for this year's Iowa County Fair, and just learning about what they're learning about with their new chicks. And it's cute to see the kids excited about their new adventures. And most of these young men have completed their SAEs last semester and are working on improving them from last semester. So hopefully we're building projects to help for next year's proficiency awards. So, and then congratulations to Ella Hillebrand. She completed one of our proficiency awards for the state and earned a silver placing. So we're pretty proud of Ella and her accomplishment.
Awesome. And then you have some that actually graduate high school, but they're still involved, right, in some of the competitions?
Yes. So they can compete in like proficiencies in that 1 year out. And then we have students preparing to get their American degree. So you have up to three conventions after you graduate to get those things in. So yes, we have some members who are still completing work, and you know, we see Taya and Emma come back and help us with random projects because they know what how it is busy and goes from there. But then kid like Chase has the opportunity to be an FFA alumni member for 5 years for free. Just that's how we do our program. And then after that, if he wants to be a member, he just has to re-sign up with our treasurer. So we currently elected Taylor Anderson as the new FFA alumni treasurer. So if you are interested in becoming an alumni member, please reach out to Taylor Anderson and she'll add your name to the roster. The FFA alumni has done a good job of fundraising, so they are able to pay an affiliation fee, and anybody who wants to be a member just needs to get a hold of Taylor Anderson and she will put you on the roster.
We'll probably see at some concession stands coming up this spring too, won't we?
Yes. So our first concession stand for the River Valley School Fair will be Memorial Weekend, that Friday, Saturday. That is strictly to raise money for the River Valley School Fair. And then Mother's Day weekend, we tend to be up at Ader's selling brats and plain so that the people who are out and about shopping for flowers and more can come up and support us at Ader's in Plain. That is the FFA one that helps us with summer travel expenses.
Good. Well, congratulations on a great year so far.
Thank you.
Thanks to everybody who came in here today as well. Enjoy that school time. We'll be seeing you guys on the fields and not too far down the road. We'll pray for 80-degree days, those days. Thanks for coming in. Sherry Graffunder, along with Clyde Samples, Jaden Gauger, Peyton Miley, and Chase Gilbertson, members of the River Valley FFA.